just returning from my native South Louisiana. You might hear a few more y'alls than you generally hear. I came back fully y'alled up. Fully y'alled up. Nothing like going home, right? Going home for a few days. It was absolutely great. All right, let's get back to the phones. We have Joyce calling from Tucson. We can get to her, and we've got an open line if you'd like to jump in. A lot of times during the week we hear, Rosie, all I can get is a busy signal. Well, we've got an open line right now at 1-888-767-4348. You got to remember, you're competing with callers from all over the state. We broadcast over six stations, 10 sticks, AM, FM, simulcast in many of the areas. So you've got to get in and get in early at 1-888-767-4348.
Hey, we already have a winner.
Yeah, I imagine it wouldn't take long.
just a reminder, this is a Facebook contest, so don't call in yet. So get on your computer. But the first winner was Byron Nelson in 1939, and he won $700.
Oh. $700. Romy, what was that quote you were reading a couple minutes ago? There was a guy that finished second to him.
Seven times in 1 year.
Yeah.
McSpadden. He said, if Byron hadn't been born, I might have been a great player.
Apparently a very kind man and was known as a gentleman. I love it.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. Some interesting stats reading about him. Finished the year with 18 victories, 11 straight, something they don't anticipate will ever be broken.
You know what? I'd like, if any economists are listening right now, I'd like the current evaluation of $700.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, because it only cost him 19 cents a gallon to drive here from wherever he was from. Right? A loaf of bread was like 27 cents. So, I'd like to know what the current value of $700 is.
All right, now, we have five of these. That was just the first pair.
That's right.
So, at the end of each segment, and starting the segment after the news, we'll have a question each one of those. So be ready that we got four more of those to go.
All right. Go to Facebook and if you've got a question about your home, call us at 1-888-767-4348. Or if you know someone that's new to a home or new to Arizona, call them and tell them to tune in to the station you're currently listening to and get them plugged in to the free services we provide here at Rosie on the House. Let's bring Joyce into the conversation, calling from Tucson. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning to you. Thanks for your program.
You bet. We were talking just a little bit ago about the weather in Arizona. I bet that the time we got covered in snow up here, that Santa Catalinas and the Rincons are awful pretty under their little covering of snow as well.
Yes, they are.
That's a hard view to beat, isn't it?
It is. That's why we come to Arizona in the winter.
Where do you come from, Joyce?
We live in Michigan.
Okay. Well, that's a...
They've got a lot of snow up there.
It's a cold winter this year.
It is.
Hopefully it won't be quite as bad as last year was for them.
Yep.
All right, Miss Joyce, what are you dealing with?
Well, I'll tell you what. We've dealt with a lot of cranky toilets in our lifetimes.
Okay.
And my husband has put a whole new ball and chain in this one.
Okay.
But when you press the handle and let it go, then the water stops immediately. That ball doesn't float so that the water can gradually fill up.
Okay.
So you have to hold the handle down the whole time.
All right. And when I go into this bathroom and I pull the lid off of the tank, okay, and I look at what your husband replaced.
Yes.
Is there a big arm with a rubber ball attached to it, or is it one of the new styles with the little float that slide up and down the tube?
Oh, let me go. Can I just go look and see?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay.
We're all going into Joyce's bathroom in Tucson right now. This will be great.
And while she gets there, I looked up dollartimes.com has an inflation calculator.
Yeah.
In 1939.
$700 winnings for the first Phoenix Open.
Yes.
Equivalent to?
Well, here's the neat thing. Annual inflation since then has been 3.82%.
Okay.
Over that course of time, that has been 1,564% inflation value increase.
Okay.
Today's value of that $700 would be $11,652.45.
Still not quite.
I'm here now.
Okay, all right. Still not quite what last year's winner took home.
No, not quite.
All right. Miss Joyce, we're all in your bathroom together. All about 100,000 listeners are in your bathroom together.
I hope they're not bored, because probably everybody knows how to do this. It's not an arm, but a thing that goes up and down.
Slides up and down. And and when you push the lever down, go ahead and push it and tell me what happens.
All right. The ball comes up, and it's running. It isn't doing what it did before.
Of course not.
Oh, you suppose it was healed overnight?
No, I put the magic whammy on it. As soon as you pulled the lid off.
Well, could that be it? The lid be it? No.
Well, generally what happens is when you flush, that little rubber flapper comes up. Sometimes that rubber flapper gets filled with water. And then it's dropping. The gravity pulls it closed. That little flapper should be pretty much empty and full of air. Occasionally, when it doesn't drain all the way on a flush, that flapper comes down. It fills with water in the bottom, and that complicates things. Joyce, thanks for calling. If that happens again, you give us a ring again at this same number. We'll see if we can't solve it again.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.